Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Hello, friends. Welcome back to a very special episode of Out of Patience. I'm joined today by two young people who you may have heard already on my show in past episodes and, in one little girl's case, one of our documentary series. Who are these young people, you ask? Well, they are related to me. They're 12 and a half. They have the same birthday. They live in my house. And I think I love them. Kobe and Hannah Greenzweig, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So we happen to be here today. We're taping this on Veterans Day.
Yay.
So we're thankful for our troops and all they do for our country. Mm-hmm. But we're doing this because there's going to be a bonus episode of Daddy's Show on Thanksgiving. And it's going to be short and sweet, not a big, long interview. But we want to say thank you to everyone who listens to Daddy's Show. And we want to talk to them about what we're thankful for as very fortunate people living on this small blue marble. Right, Hannah?
This giant floating rock in space.
Giant floating rock in space, exactly. So let's think about what this year was. We kind of got through COVID, but it's still kind of there. What are your thoughts? Was it scary? Are we done? You're still wearing masks sometimes, right, Kay?
Yeah.
That's it? That's your answer?
Yes.
Hannah?
I don't wear masks anymore unless I have a cold on the train.
There you go. That makes sense. You have a cold on the train or you're on the train and or have a cold?
Both.
Both. Okay. And you're now in seventh grade.
Yep.
You're finishing up your first semester of seventh grade.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. You know, as of this taping, we just had parent-teacher conferences. And guess what? You're both really dumb and you got to do better.
Perfect. Just what I wanted to hear.
Top of the class, friends. Top of the class. Very proud of you guys.
Just what I wanted to hear.
So what are you thankful for this year? Kobe, you can go first. Start to think for real about what you're thankful for.
Well, I have a few things. And the first thing is that I'm very thankful for my family. I'm very thankful for the things that we have in life. And I'm very thankful for my sister. She's very nice.
Oh, she's here in the room, too.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Hannah, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my friends, my family, for being there for me all the time, and Kobe.
Aw.
Yeah.
Those are the right answers. Well, I'm thankful for our family, our health, mm-hmm. our wellness, the fact that we've had minimal drama this year. It's been a relatively good year. We did have to, like, replace our fridge and a couple of things in the house.
Yeah.
But that comes with just, you know, life.
And drive for 12 hours straight.
Well, I'm grateful for our road trip to my parents in South Carolina. Although, if you've not driven 12 hours straight, anyone listening?
It was 10 hours.
Was it 10 hours?
It was 10 hours.
It felt like 30 hours.
10 hours and 28 minutes.
No, it was 12 hours because we stopped for breakfast.
Oh, that's right. If you include our food, yeah.
It was 12 hours.
If you've not driven 12 hours pretty much straight, don't ever do that.
No.
Not really good for the spinal system or the renal system or the lung system or the brain system.
It did hurt a lot.
Did you enjoy our trip, though?
Yes.
Yeah, because we got to wind up with
Grandma and Poppy.
And your parents.
And we got to see my parents who moved to South Carolina last summer.
That was the closest everything I've gotten to an all-nighter.
It was pretty much, we left at 1 in the morning.
We left at midnight.
12:55.
Yeah, well, that is 1 in the morning. You realize that, right? You're 5 minutes of math. But yeah, I mean, it was a long haul trip getting there and back. But we're grateful for my parents, for mommy's parents, Hinda and Jerry, Roz and Lou. Mm-hmm. And we also are grateful for the fact that we live in a fabulous world where there are many problems, but we're here where we are and we're happy.
Yeah.
And toys.
Yes.
Are you grateful and thankful for YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do without YouTube?
Play games.
Like actual games?
Probably watch movies.
Watch movies.
Yeah.
What would you do without the internet, Hannah?
Without the internet? Go outside and
draw.
Walk.
I think that speaks volumes. If there were no internet, we'd be outside talking to real people.
Yeah, or I could just draw. Yeah.
You could draw. Yeah, you're both really good drawers.
I'm also thankful that your anniversary is tomorrow.
Yeah, your anniversary is tomorrow.
Yes, we're taping this as of the day before my wedding anniversary.
November 11th.
Yes, exactly. And I'm grateful for my wife, Jessica, and our fabulous relationship. My God, it's been 22 and a half years since I first met your mother.
22 and a half years?
I met her in the summer of 2000. That's 22 and a half years.
Yeah, it's true.
So, do you guys know what the word gratitude means?
Be grateful for what you have.
To be thankful, right. And also to be thankful for things that other people do for you as well. Like, I'm grateful that you guys now know how to put your laundry away.
Yay.
And how to take out the trash and replace the recycling. Yay. And put the dishes away. And small things that I'm grateful that you do. What are you grateful for Mommy and I doing for you?
Everything.
Everything?
Not everything. Well, things like taking care of us, feeding us.
We don't really feed you. We just give you lots of food and you're hungry 12-year-olds that eat everything.
I
don't eat everything. I don't eat the microphone in front of me.
That's true. If it's edible, odds are you eat it.
Yeah.
Like, so, the foamy part would be marshmallows, the base part would be chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, we went out for s'mores. We went to the Spy Museum. We took a tour of Liberty Science Center.
Oh, tell them about our...
And Hershey Park, your favorite experience
in
the world.
Yes, also tell them about...
Tell them. Say hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners. when was our Turks and Caicos trip?
Oh, that was 2021.
What about our car ride trip?
That was our 12th birthday.
So, your car ride trip down to my parents?
No,
Cartwright.
Oh, Cartwright. It was a water park in upstate New York.
The big K.
The big K, yes.
That's me.
For our 12th birthday.
We had some really exciting, fun times this year, even though it's difficult. The world is always
on fire.
The world's always on fire. We didn't start the fire, Hannah.
We didn't start the fire.
So, again, for the listeners, I'm going to just channel my successful Gen X parent 80s hook here. My daughter, Hannah, is in love with the movie Goonies.
Hooray.
And we got my son to watch The Iron Giant.
Yay.
And Commando.
Yay.
And Back to the Future and Ghostbusters and E.T. and soon Gremlins.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And The Matrix. All right. Small wins to get these kids that have no attention spans to watch 80s movies.
I do.
You do. Well, you have a structured attention span. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You know, when you whisper, they can mute your mic when you're whispering. Yeah? Guess what?
What?
I love you very much.
Yes.
I'm very happy you came into the studio today with me on Veterans Day.
Yay.
And we just wanted to say thank you to our listeners. Wish you all well, health, happiness, hope, joy, gratitude in your lives. Many people who listen to the show were once sick like Daddy or might be sick right now. So we pray for them. We send them our love, and we hope everyone has as peaceful and happy a holiday season as possible. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
And happy holidays.
Hooray.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. All right, friends. Like I said, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Peace out. It's Matt. It's Kobe. It's Hannah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Out of Patience with Matthew Zachary is an Off-Script Health production. The executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. It's mixed and edited by Kyle Moore. If you like the show, ratings and reviews are always welcome. Leave us a message anytime at 855-AUDIO-66. That's 855-AUDIO-66 to share your healthcare shitness with us, and we might just play them on the air on a future episode. For more information about this show and Offscript Health, visit offscript.com. That's offscript, no T, .com.